Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode we experience the meaning that dark clouds impart to a pining lady as depicted in Sangam literary work Natrinai 197 penned by Nakkirar. The verse is set in the drylands of Palai and speaks in the consoling voice of the confidant to the lady, conveying a positive message to the lady's pining heart. தோளே தொடி நெகிழ்ந்தனவே நுதலே பீர் இவர் மலரின் பசப்பு ஊர்ந்தன்றே கண்ணும் தன்பணி வைகின அன்னோ தெளிந்தனம் மன்ற தேயர் என் உயிர் என ஆளல் வாளி தோழி நீ நின் தாழ்ந்து ஒளி கதுப்பின் வீழ்ந்த காலோடு வண்டுபடு புதுமலர் உன்துறை தரிய பெருமட மகளிர் முன்கை சிறுகோள் பொலந்தொடி போல மின்னி கணங்கொள் இன் இசை முரசின் இறங்கி மன்னர் எயில்வூர் பல்தோல் போல செல்மலை தவழும் அவர் நல்மலை நாட்டே. The verse opens with Tole Todi Nehildanave, meaning bangles slip away from the arms, and then go on to relate all the symptoms of pasappu or the pallor of pining. It all sounds rather drastic, with the lady declaring Teyar Yen Uyir, meaning my life is about to fade away. There's also the consoling word Aalal, meaning do not cry. Words like minni and irangi, meaning flashing and roaring, promise us a sound and light show in the skies. The verse finishes with a quaint expression, selmalai thavalum, meaning moving rains shall crawl, referring to the movement of rain clouds up above. What is the story strung together by these giants of the skies? Let's find out. The man and lady have been in a love relationship, and the time comes for the man to part from her to gather wealth for their wedding. The lady initially bears with the parting, but as days go by, she suffers intensely. Seeing the lady in anguish, the confidant says to her, "My friend, you say, bangles slip away from my arms, a pallor akin to rich garden flowers spreads on my forehead. Tears fill my eyes. Alas, it has become clear, my life shall end. Stop your tears. May you live long. Akin to your hanging dark tresses, clouds gather in the skies. Akin to the small gold bangles on the forearms of those great young women who gather bee-buzzing new flowers from the pond, lightning shines up there. Akin to the sound of a collection of drums, thunder roars its sweet music. Akin to the moving shields on the fort of kings, clouds crawl across in the fine mountain country of your man." With these words, the confidant promises that the man will glance upon these clouds in the sky and remember his promise to the lady and thereby hasten his return to her. Now, to feel the hidden corners of those elusive clouds, the confidant first speaks the words of the lady, narrating her pained state where bangles slip away and fall, pallor spreads on her forehead, and her eyes fill with tears. Feeling these intense emotions, the lady decides the man has forgotten her and declares that her life is sure to end. So fragile these Sangam women have been portrayed as indeed. Hearing this, the confidant turns the lady's attention to the skies. There's a weather phenomenon happening up there. Dark clouds gather looking like the lady's low-lying tresses. They flash and shine like the gold bangles of women who gather flowers from the ponds. They resound like war drums. All this shows a clear promise of the rainy season, the season the man promised to return. The confidant concludes saying that when the man looks up at the sky and sees these clouds in his lovely mountain country, he will remember the promise made to the lady and return to claim her hand in marriage. Dark clouds have been predominantly used to symbolize something negative, especially from the perspective of Western culture. We are encouraged with words like "it's a passing cloud," "beyond dark clouds the sun will shine," and so on. Dark clouds have been presented to us as something to be overcome, something to bide by. But here in this verse, the same dark clouds become harbingers of happiness. They convey a message of hope, the way forward, and the means to shake away dark feelings within. The stunning contrast between these two approaches made me think that the world outside is nothing more than what we construct from our worlds within. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and do rate and review Sangam Lit on your favorite podcast app. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.